The world of IndyCar racing has lost one of its stars. Two-time Indianapolis 500 winner Dan Weldon was killed yesterday during an IndyCar race in Las Vegas. Weldon was trailing a pack of cars when he was unable to avoid a massive pileup.
Oh, here we go. Trouble contact and a huge crash. Up in turn number two. Oh, multiple cars involved.
Many drivers said it was one of the worst crashes they'd ever seen. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter joins us now with more about Dan Weldon. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, describe what happened in this race.
Weldon was starting from the back of the field. He was trying to get through the pack of cars in front of him. It was designed in this race for people to be very close together. They wanted to have some exciting passing back and forth. Because of that, the cars were very close to one another, and it's not a huge track. It's not like the size of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which would be 2.5 miles around. Yet they were going about the same speeds. They were approaching 220-plus miles per hour. Going that fast, no normal human really has the reaction time to avoid anything if it happens in front of you. And sadly enough, that was what happened. A couple of cars got into each other. There were spin-outs. There were wrecks. Cars were flying. And Weldon hit the ensuing chaos. His car flew up into the air. It flew above the actual wall itself into the fencing that is above the wall and unfortunately suffered injuries that were life-taking.
Were there earlier concerns that this kind of accident could happen?
There were. Drivers brought that up before the race, actually. On these smaller tracks, you typically wouldn't have this type of speed, number one. And number two, you wouldn't have this massive amount of cars on it. However, the IndyCar series itself has struggled a bit in popularity. And they have been trying to do things that would try to revive the sport. And one of them was they were pointing to this last race. This was the very last race of the season. They wanted to make it a real spectacle. And because of that, they wanted to have the exciting passing back and forth and cars darting and dodging. And they were worried, the drivers were, that if anything did happen, they'd be so closely packed together that they would be unable to avoid any kind of a catastrophe.
Now, you spoke with Dan Weldon any number of times, so you knew him a bit. What was he like?
Very personable, a charmer, always a bright smile, always somebody who was thrilled with the sport of auto racing itself. He was a racer in the truest sense because that was what really brought him joy. Other than his family. He would always have a happy word for people. You know, I mean, sometimes they'll make a saint out of somebody in this kind of a situation, but you don't have to go too far with Weldon. The strange thing about it was he was twice the winner of the Indianapolis 500, the marquee event in this series, and yet he hadn't been able to get with a full-time team for this season. He'd only had done a few of the races of the dozen and a half or so that they did during the entire year. And so even in between, he was racing go-karts and things where he wasn't making any money, but was just doing it for the love of the sport. It's something where everyone in the pit lane, when this happened, was crying. They were praying during the couple of hours that the race itself was stopped before it was announced that Weldon had passed. And everyone is truly sad. It's a loss of a great driver and somebody who, by all accounts, was a pretty darn good human being.
Quinn, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter.